Which makes more money, stocks or real estate? During the pandemic, both have been affected. The S&P 500 saw a drop of $1,135 from late February to late March, and the real estate market saw a wave of forbearances. But what is the best long-term investment? All right. Welcome to the Think Big Real Estate Podcast, the number one show for growing your real estate business. I'm Alex Sanchez, and if this is your first time listening, welcome. This show is dedicated to helping you learn how to grow your business, whether that be in real estate sales or real estate investing. So without further ado, let's start the show. Well, let's start with stocks. For one, stocks have a very low barrier to entry. Anyone can go buy stock. You can go buy a stock right now. And, you know, some of them are pretty cheap. You can get them sub $100, which makes them very accessible to pretty much anyone. The second thing is that stocks are a more passive approach to investing. You know, in real estate, you have to go and actually find the deal. You have to manage the deal if you plan on taking it as a rental. Whereas stocks, you just pick a company and put your money into it and call it a day. And if you like the company, you just buy more. The most work that will come into stock investing is you say, oh, well, I have to sell today. And then you sell. There's not really a lot of work to stock investing. So that's another good thing about it. Another point about stock investing is that it's a lot easier to diversify than real estate. So you can buy, since the stock market is a global market, you can go buy a Japan stock, you can go buy a US stock, you can go buy a Europe stock, and you can be so diversified worldwide, and you can diversify in different industries as well. That's what's so great about stock investing. Hey, real quick, make sure to like and subscribe, and if you're listening on the podcast form, make sure to rate and review so you can get more tips and strategies on how to grow your real estate business. Anyways, back to the show. Whereas in real estate, in order to be diversified, you have to buy different types of properties. You have to buy in different locations. Maybe you have different strategies, like maybe one property you do a short-term rental, Airbnb, whereas another property you do rental, and another property is in the city with lots of traffic, with usually a low turnover. They usually rent pretty fast, usually in bigger cities. Or maybe you just want to do a flip. And it's a lot harder, not only just to drive to the deals and actually find the deals. Whereas in stocks, you don't have to do any of that. It's literally just find a company, read their financial statements, and click buy. That's how easy it is. You don't get that in real estate. Well, unless you go in REITs. You could do REITs, but that's a whole other topic. Now, some of the cons of stocks is, well, I put it as a con, is that it's highly liquid, meaning that you can take your money out anytime you want. Now, I put that as a con because you're more likely to allow your emotions to control you and control your buying or selling habits. So, for example, what happened during the beginning of this pandemic in early March or late March? A lot of people were selling their stocks because they had no idea where we were heading, and they wanted to save their money and to prepare for the worst of the worst, whatever it was to come. There was a lot of uncertainty in the market. And the fact that stocks are so highly liquidable, it allowed so much money to come out of the stock market. And most of those people, stock investors, put their money into bank accounts, which at the time, early in the pandemic, no one wanted to buy a house. No one wanted to go and walk through a house, and the sellers didn't want people walking through their house, possibly spreading the virus. Early on in the pandemic, late March, no one wanted to interact with anyone because we were all afraid, and we didn't know how the virus spread, and we didn't know the severity of it. Well, we did know the severity of it. A lot of people died from it, but we really didn't know too much about the virus as we know now. And that moving of the stock investors' money from the stock to bank accounts, well, now you have banks that have all this money, but no one to lend it to because no one wanted to buy a house. And that's part of the reason why interest rates dropped so low, and they're continuing to drop, or remained so low, rather. Another con is that you only get a return on your investment in stocks if the value of the stock increases or you get it through a dividend. Now, compare that to real estate, where you get an ROI on appreciation. You get it through equity, you get it through cash flow. So you get a lot more opportunities in real estate to make money than there is in stocks. And another thing about stocks is, unless, of course, like if you're a buy and hold investor, then this doesn't apply to you, but there are some selling costs, and you'll have to pay taxes on those capital gains and on stocks. Whereas in real estate, you have a capital gains tax like deferral up to $250,000 per person, up to $500,000 for a married couple. So you don't have to pay taxes on gains of $250,000 for one person or $500,000 for two people that are married. You don't get those tax benefits in stocks, which means you're going to have to pay some selling costs. Now, as for real estate, some of the good things are low money down loans. Look, you don't need 20% down to buy a property, buy a house. And many people think that you need 20% down. It's ideal that you have 20% down, but you can still buy a house with as low as 0% down, 5% down. There's a FHA loan that allows you to put as low as 3.5% down. Now, that depends on your credit. If you have, I believe it's below a 500 credit score, they'll make you put 10% down. But that's half of what people normally think you need to put down, 20% down. There's conventional loans at 5 or 10% down. A VA loan for veterans, you can put 0% down. And you have no private mortgage insurance fee. And that's the thing with these low money down loans, is that since you're not putting as much money up front as a down payment when you normally would put 20%, the bank's using more of its money to cover your loan. So as a security measure for the bank, they're going to charge you what's called a private mortgage insurance fee. And there's more information on that on a separate video. I'll link it up here. Another pro of real estate is that you control the asset, which you don't get in stocks. When you're investing in stocks, you do your research on the financials, and then you invest the company, you said, I hope it does well. But you really don't have a say in where the company heads, you really don't have a say in, well, unless you're a majority stockholder, but most of us aren't. Okay? Whereas in real estate, your property, you're the boss of your property. Whatever you want renovated, you can get renovated. You choose the location, you choose if you want it to get it managed, or you want to manage the property yourself if you're looking to do it as a buy and hold. And you have a lot more strategies. You have the Airbnb short-term rental, you have the regular rental, you have flip, you have the FHA loan strategy, whereas you live in the property for 1 year and then rent it out, and then you refinance after 2 years to get rid of the PMI. Or you can just do a house hack where you live in the property and then you rent out the extra rooms. You can also do that for multifamily. You live in one unit and then rent out the other units that you're not occupying. And then use their rental income of your tenants in the other units to pay for your mortgage. So there's a lot more strategies in real estate than there is stocks, where you can simply just push a button and hope. Of course, you do your research and you know where the company's heading. Hopefully you do research because you're putting your money on the line. But that's about all you can do in stocks. Now, another advantage of real estate is that it's hyper local. Now, stocks are on a global market, whereas real estate, not everyone knows about that deal that's in your specific area, which means less competition for you. There's also some tax benefits to real estate, such as the capital gains tax, as I talked about, the $250,000 for a single person, or $500,000 capital gains tax for a joint couple, married couple. You can also do a 1031 exchange to avoid taxes. So in this, you take your property and you say, I don't want to sell it, but I don't want it either. So then you just exchange it for another property. And that's how you avoid the taxes off there. You can also write off your expenses in real estate. A good acronym is TIMERTY, is what you can write off. Taxes, insurance, maintenance, management, utilities, reserves, depreciation, and interest. Basically, any expenses, they become a write-off in real estate, which is pretty amazing tax benefits. Now, some cons of real estate is that it is more management intense. Well, depending on the strategy that you use. If you're, say, like a flip investor, you're only gonna deal with that property for, say, 3 months, 6 months, depends on the deal, depends on the condition of the deal. So there are ways to manage it less. Like in rentals, you can hire a property manager to go and manage the property for you. Of course, they're still going to contact you for approval on anything that needs maintenance or repairs, but it saves you time from actually driving to the site and actually dealing with the tenant. But there is definitely more management to real estate compared to stocks in terms of finding the deal. Finding the deal is a big part. Actually finding, like locating it, that's the big part. And then coordinating the vendors, you know, the painting, the construction crew, all those people. Usually ask your agent or your lender for recommendations on that, and they'll tell you. And then what you can actually do is you can say you're looking for a painter and your agent recommends a painter. You ask that painter, hey, do you know anyone for carpet? And then you ask them. It's just word of mouth spreading to get new vendors to come and work on your property. And another thing is that deals only come up every so often. So the downside of real estate is that, yes, it is hyperlocal, and you're going to have less competition because it is so hyperlocal and very your area focused. But that's also a downside because you're limited to the areas of where you can actually find the deals. Whereas the stock market, it's a global market. You can go on the computer or your phone right now and look up stocks from all across the world. So the market is global, whereas real estate, you're zoned in to only finding deals in your specific area. Now, another con of real estate is that they could be less liquid, meaning that you might have a harder time selling it. Now, this depends on multiple things. One of the things, that probably the biggest thing, is the asking price being realistic, and the asking price also depends on the location, the area, what type of market it is. Are there a lot of homes for sale in your area? Do you have a lot of competition with other properties that are also on the market? There's a lot of things in this. I mean, there are properties that stay on the market for months, like several months, like plus 3 months, plus 6 months, maybe even 12 months because of these factors. And another thing that I found interesting is I went on Forbes and I looked at the Forbes billionaire list, and I saw how they were making their money. And just on one page, from people ranked 401, the billionaires ranked from 401 to 590, 14.2% said they made their fortune from real estate. So 27 people on that page said they made their fortune from real estate. So again, like, success leaves clues, right? If you're seeing all these people, all these billionaires, all connected to the same topic of they made their fortune from real estate, that says a lot about real estate and how beneficial it is. You know, if 27 billionaires on the Forbes billionaire list all say they made their fortune from real estate, I really think real estate. I favor real estate over stocks because I like the control. And stocks, you know, you buy it once and yeah, you can do your research and read the financial reports and know everything about the company, but ultimately you don't have a big say in the company unless you're a majority shareholder, which I don't like. I don't like just the uncertainty of just putting my money there and hoping. I want control. And maybe if you're like me and you like control, I think real estate is the better option over stocks. So I have a question of the day for you. Do you think real estate is the best way to invest your money? Make sure to comment your thoughts below and check out these videos if you're interested in learning how to grow your business, whether that be in real estate sales or real estate investing. Otherwise, thank you so much for watching, and I'll see you next time.